This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia plans to progressively reduce its coal use for electricity generation from its current share of about 55% to around 30% by 2050. This reduction will be offset by a shift toward cleaner, renewable energy sources. A Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources official announced on Wednesday, October 8. Indonesian Minister of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Maman Abdurrahman, has initiated a strategic partnership with Minister of Protection for Indonesian Migrant Workers, Mukhtarudin, aims to align and strengthen both ministries' roles in protecting and empowering Indonesian migrant workers. The minister made the statement in a press release on Thursday, October 9. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah. wajahmu cerah membuatku tersenyum senang. Indah dunia, tentu saja kita pernah mengalami perbedaan. Kita lalui, tapi aku merasa jatuh terlalu dalam cintamu. Ku tak akan berubah, ku tak ingin kau pergi.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Kim. Kim is an Indonesian music group formed by Archie Widianto, who was guided by his father, the prominent musician Yovie Widianto. The group consists of three talented singers, Archie Widianto, Rahel Rai, and Gusti Pratama. At the end of September 2024, they presented their latest single entitled Magnet. This song also marks Kim's first collaboration with one of Indonesia's best singers, Marion Jola. The song written by Archie Widianto and Yovie Widianto carries a cheerful pop feel with a groovy rhythm. Interestingly, for the first time, Kim presents a rap verse in this single, which adds new color without seeming excessive. The song Magnet describes a romantic relationship that should be kept secret, where both individuals are already committed to someone else but cannot hold back their feelings for each other.
Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Kim and Marion Jola with Magnet. Happy listening.
Awalnya aku tak memikirkan, namun bayangmu tak juga hilang. Senyuman hangat itu mencuri renung hatiku. Meski ku sadar ini takkan bisa, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh tahu apa yang terjadi di hati. Hanya aku dan kamu yang bisa tahu semuanya. Setia, mengapa kau datang dan menggoda? Bukankah kita sama telah terikat janji yang lain? Tapi kau bagai magnet untuk aku. Oh, hanya aku dan kamu yang boleh
is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example, during Idul Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or plant them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
myself close to you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
I almost dropped out of school. At that time, my father had no money anymore. I wanted to study, but I couldn't do anything. I wanted to work. Suddenly, Henny came. She asked me to go to school again. My life has changed once Henny came. She was my savior.
That was said by Annie, one of the farmer's children in the village of Ciglap, Bogor, West Java, who almost could not continue studying to senior high school. Luckily, she received a scholarship from Henny Sri Sundani, an ex-housemate in Hong Kong. Henny worked for 6 years in there.
Once she got back to her home then, Henny initiated Smart Children of Farmers movement by giving learning assistance and scholarship to hundreds of farmers' children. Having graduated from SMK 1 State Vocational School Banjar in 2005, Henny had a dream to continue her study at a university. However, as she did not have enough money, she decided to work in Hong Kong. There, she got an opportunity to study at a university on weekends. In 2011, she graduated from St. Mary's University with a cum laude distinction, although at first Henny did not tell her employer that she studied at a university. Once she came back from Hong Kong, Henny got married and lives in the village of Jampang, Bogor, West Java. Since 2013, she started being active to go from one kampung or village to another and give extra classes to farmers' children in Sasak Village and Jampang Village on the weekends. The activities that she calls Smart Children of Farmers Movement then expanded to other villages. The sun rises, the dawn comes. Henny Sri Sundani goes to the paddy field not to farm, but to teach the children of the farmers. Ciglab village is only 60 kilometers from the capital city of Indonesia, but the villagers who are mostly farmers are still poor. The atmosphere is seen not only in the classroom, but also in a bamboo sarung or gazebo situated beside a small river and a dam. The rain has fallen since midnight. The road, which is mostly not asphalt, turns muddy. However, about 200 children have been waiting for 1 hour before the class begins.
Sebagian besar memang kan anak-anak di sini orang tuanya bekerja sebagai buruh tani.
Most of the children's parents here work as farmers, so we can see physically that their houses are still with bamboo-plated walls. Most of them study only until elementary school level. Some even stop studying in the fifth grade. I teach children who are not only from Cigalap but also from four other kampungs. The surrounding kampungs also come here.
Yang kelas 5, kelas 6 mau masak, Kak? Mau! Hari ini siapa yang mau ikutan silat?
Saya!
Siapa yang mau ikut silat?
Saya!
Henny, who was born into a farmer's family, has experienced what the children experience. The woman born in Ciamis, West Java on May 2, 1987, felt that nobody cared about her. That's what motivated Henny to initiate the Smart Children of Farmers movement.
Jadi memang ayah saya kan memang buruh tani saja gitu. Ibu juga sama seperti itu. Sehingga kami tinggal di sebuah kampung yang memang terpencil, kurang lebih sama seperti ini, di sebuah dusun ya, sangat terpencil.
My parents are farmers. We lived in a remote kampung in a very remote hamlet that it is far from access to health and education. My parents work as farmers because they did not have land. My grandparents were also farmers. Actually, not all people are poor in the kampung. Some have performed Hajj pilgrimage, but it's all about caring. Nobody cares.
Biru apa biru bahasa Inggrisnya apa? Ipin. Biru bahasa Inggrisnya. Kenceng banget.
children of farmers in Jiglap village have intelligence which is below average. Some of the second graders cannot read yet. However, a villager named Ita thanks to Henny for making her child smarter.
Dia ada perubahan, dia semakin pintar. Pintar belajar. Dia semakin
My child belajar. Is smarter and more diligent. My child was not that smart, but now my child can read, know numbers and know letters. Alhamdulillah, thanks God. I find it really helpful. I'm so happy.
What is done by Henny to educate the children of farmers through the Smart Children of Farmers movement is welcomed not only by the villagers but also by the volunteers and youth in Jiglap village. Every week, Henny does not teach alone. More than 10 volunteers participate in here. On that day, a pencaksilat or martial art trainer from Perisai Diri Martial Art School came.
Dah, sekarang kaki kanan mana? Kaki kanan ini. Pegang. Mundur yang kanan. Ya, mulai. Satu. Lagi, mundur kanannya, satu, tah, gini, tah. Yuk, siap lagi, siap.
Now Henny, who received the Indonesian Smart Active Award in Hong Kong, guided 5 villages in Kemang District, Bogor, West Java. The villages include Kampung Sasak, Kampung Pulo, Kampung Jiglap, Kampung Babakan Pulo, and Kampung Jampang. Besides this, since 2014, Henny has established a library at home and has held classes every Monday and Tuesday.
Di perpustakaan Abatasa sebenarnya programnya banyak ya. Jadi
we have many programs in the Abatasa library like cooking class, computer class and English class. So it has more a life skill class. The children read a lot or make origami. We want to instill character education to the children in various ways through various interesting skills according to their age.
The Smart Children of Farmers movement is a small part of the Farmers Empowerment Program initiated by Henny. She also helped to develop other programs for the farmers. Various sanitation improvements and health programs are done.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, good. Last day we are study about present.
Jadi kami programnya itu. So besides the health program, we also have an economic and social empowerment program. In the field of health, we build bathing facilities and toilets and drill a well because many people still did MJK or toilets in a ditch with buffaloes and dogs. The sanitation was certainly bad and it caused a bad lifestyle. We also often distribute dental health tools and soap to the children.
People are very thankful for the assistance given by Henny. Anwar, a Jiglap villager whose house was almost collapsed, now has a proper house that accommodates 11 children and grandchildren, thanks to Henny.
Saya juga merasa terharu ya, masa berterima kasih betul sama Bu Henny karena telah
I really thank Henny for helping me and my children who now can go back to school. When I was sick, Henny even knew it. She always monitors my children and I. Thank God, my grandchildren can live here. Oh God, I'm really grateful that someone still cares about me. The various programs that Henny runs were self-funded at first. The fiction writer with a pen name Jaladara often writes about her activities in the social media. From there, she gets many donors.
Beberapa donatur kadang, oh mbak maaf ya bulan ini nggak bisa, tapi kita ke anak-anak.
The donors sometimes say, sorry I cannot give a donation this month, but we still give the donation to the children. Sometimes we cover it. If the test is coming, we have to pay. We have to handle it by ourselves. One day we had to pay the test fees for the children, but we only had 145,000 rupiah in our account. At the same time, we had a class at home and we had to pay the electricity. So we paid 100,000 for the electricity and there was 45,000 left in our ATM account. On the other hand, it was still middle of the month. But thanks to God Almighty, there is always a way out.
The dry land is restless. The leaves are sentinels for the fate of the farmers. Born as the child of farmers, Henny moved from one village to another to enliven in the dreams of the farmers' children.
Ya, kita berharap dengan pendidikan anak-anak bisa
we hope that the children can get a better education. We invite children to dream and pursue the dream as well as have a hope. It is the hope that can make them pursue a better future.
Fatima Jamilah, dokter,
wants to be a doctor so I can heal my mother.
Kalau kau sakit kusuntik, janganlah kau takut-takut. Minum obat agar sehat. Aku dokter yang hebat, mengajar di dalam kelas.
Pengen jadi guru.
Wants to be a teacher. I hope I can realize my dreams. I want to make my parents happy. I want to make my parents proud and I don't want to cause problems for them.
Mungkin kalau anak petani jadi petani.
It is common that children of farmers become farmers. Children of the poor become poor. But we want to change it, so children of farmers can become successful people in whatever they choose to do.
Open your eyes, oh.
Misteri cinta yang ku jalani denganmu, ku tak tahu arahnya kemana. Mungkin ini memang takdir Tuhan bahwa kita tak akan kemana-mana. Aku tak tahu bagaimana bisa hubungan yang telah lama kita jalani tak tentu arah mau kemana. Sudah cukup sudah. Memang sampai di sini. Sudah cukup sampai di sini. Jangan memaksa aku menunggu. Sudah cukup. Misteri cinta yang ku jalani denganmu, ku tak tahu arahnya kemana. Mungkin ini memang takdir Tuhan bahwa kita takkan kemana-mana. Oh aku tak tahu bagaimana bisa tentu arah mau kemana. Sudah cukup sudah. Memang sampai di sini. Sudah cukup sampai di sini. Jangan memaksa aku menunggu.
Word of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Tak pernah ada di pikiran.
Hi, I'm Siska. I'm a singer, and I started my professional career as a singer in 2014 as a member of idol group JKT48. I graduated from the group in September 2023. My single tak berakhir sama. That's just released in February. So this song tells the story about long standing relationship filled with love and hope that ultimately ends due to circumstances beyond our control. I really love this song and it's deeply personal for me because I co-write this song with Clara Riva, who also wrote Cinta Stara. And I wanted to begin this year with something new and different. I really want to by writing and singing a sad ballad song. I really hope this song is well received by my listeners and provide comfort to listeners going through similar experiences.
Berarti sia-sia pelukanmu, bahkan janji-janji yang kita aminkan.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands, and the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy!
Pedro, 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 p
Voice of Indonesia.